I tell you to be different and creative and think this way. A much used business cliche. Kayla.
What is outside the box?
You got it.
We're flying high with the wings and talking all things lacrosse. You're now listening to the Outside the Box podcast right here on Underground Sports Philadelphia. What is going on, OTB Nation? Welcome into episode number 271 of the allegedly award-nominated, honorably mentioned, number 9 NCAA-ranked, of course, viewable on YouTube, Outside the Box podcast, the official lacrosse podcast on the Underground Sports Philadelphia Podcast Network. It's KB, it's Deej. We've got a lot to dive into on this episode. From apparently the thing we discuss on this podcast, Deej, is not a sport. Not a sport. Apparently,
literally like a 95% of my life just doesn't exist.
The Sports Center comment section has come to life in human form. We've got to dive into the NLL playoff picture as the March to May rolls on. We've got 6 of the 8 teams in the postseason. We'll talk about some of the playoff scenarios, get into our picks. We've got the PLL matchups and schedule dropped. We'll talk about that. Unfortunately, Deej and I were both working our high school lacrosse jobs. Deej was coaching. I was broadcasting. So we did miss the Mike Rabel town hall, but we will try to piece together anything we truly did miss later on as the week goes by. And hopefully the recording drops soon or we get a way to listen to it. And then we have the return of a fan favorite segment, Squire Six's top 6 list. That Deej has no idea what the list is, and I'm keeping it a secret for a good reason, because I want to see his initial reaction to the top 6 list that I decided to have us curate. Plus, we'll get into Deej's college lacrosse week 11 recap.
And, I'm so upset. You've had all day to put your 6 together, and I'm just...
I honestly haven't thought of it. I just thought of the topic.
Okay.
Because without... Spoiler, no context, I would never have it happen. So, do with that information that you will. But before we get into everything, make sure you guys follow us on the socials at OTBLaxPod, Twitter, Instagram. Follow Deej on Twitter at @SCS_NextGreat. Follow me at KBIZZL311. Subscribe to the podcast feed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you decide to consume your podcast. We should be there. Subscribe, leave a 5-star review. Helps the show continue to grow. Helps us do dope content. And that's what we want to do. So go subscribe. And subscribe to the Underground Sports Philadelphia YouTube channel, youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. Where you get full video episodes, live streams. As soon as the NLL playoffs roll around, I'm sure Deej and I will have a live stream or two coming at you as we do a companion watch along for some of these games. More than likely, some sort of thing where I'm sitting in my living room with my parents watching, hopefully, the Wings get into the playoffs and playing in the first round, more than likely against the team that is going to drive me absolutely insane. And you'll get that live reaction. So subscribe to the YouTube channel. youtube.com/@UndergroundSportsPhiladelphia. Deej, what is popping, brother?
Well, people, I have an announcement.
Hold on. He's got it. What?
Tuesday night. Oh, breaking news. Breaking news. Tuesday night, I achieved a milestone and led my team to my first victory as varsity head coach. 12-5 over 10.
Dub season.
Had a kid drop 5 goals. Another kid had 3-2. Another kid had 2-2. I mean, they looked good. First time at home this year. Wore all gray. Jerseys looked great. They played great. So we're over that hurdle. That monkey's off the back. We're not going to go winless for a second year in a row. There's higher things coming, and we
can we get a hashtag hell yeah in the comment section. Let's go. Let's go. Congrats, brother. That's awesome.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. But yeah, other than that, I'm living life, living the dream, trying to get these flights together and planning to bring some content to the people.
Let's go. I called my second lacrosse game today, solo dolo.
Ooh.
And, the team that Vineland played, Oakcrest, who is a, I would consider them a rival, not like a Vineland Millville type if you are listening from our area. But DJ, I got to say, the Oakcrest roster, I have it right here. They got the high school wing of all name team across the board. Their face off guy, sophomore, Merrick Gurrier. And I got to tell you, bro, for a sophomore, that kid, as he's a midfielder too. So he would take the faceoffs and then he would go play midfield. That kid initiated an offense like he was a sophomore in college. I was blown away with just how poised he was for being an underclassman and like just helping initiate the offense. And he scored 2 goals. I was like, okay. Not to be confused with Zach Currier out here, Merrick Currier.
Right.
Kid was nice. This kid had a disgusting goal. He had 5 goals in this game for Oakcrest. Joseph Snodgrass.
That's
sounds like
nuts.
A cartoon character.
That's nuts.
And he played like a cartoon character in the most like complimentary way. Kid was disgusting. And we had freshman midfielder Cole Sanders. I was like, that's a lacrosse player. You see that kid plays lacrosse. You see that name? That's the sport that kid plays. Nick Thavisak. This one was great. You'll appreciate this. Senior defenseman. William Will.
Is this supposed to be Will William?
No. It is William Will. He will what? He will play great defense.
I doubt he does.
No, he's pretty nice. I was impressed. Edward Silipena. And here was the best one. Their goalie. Junior. Jorge Curtidor Cornejo.
Okay.
I was like, let's fucking ride, bro.
Line them up.
What a great name.
Line them up.
Great name. Names across that Oakcrest team. And finally scored more goals than they did in the last game I called. It was 4-3 at halftime. Kind of got away with them. Got away from them in the second half. But nonetheless, I was pretty impressed. Oh, and I found out the goalie who I'm pretty sure this is the goalie that I said watches Blaze. Definitely part of the all-name team from the Vineland side of things. Dakota Runkle. Runkle.
And I feel like it's not even spelled how I think it is.
So how do you think it's spelled?
R-U-N-K-L-E.
Correct.
Oh. All right.
Shout out to the Fighting Clan. Did give a shout out to the pod on the broadcast multiple times. So DJ Hughes was name dropped as a co-host of the pod. So hopefully people subscribed.
Solid.
First topic. It's very rare that we kick off a show not talking about the NLL even when PLL. It's NLL season or PLL when it's PLL season at the top of the show. But this segment is brought to you by our amazing merch partners, PHI Apparel Company, the best in the game. There may or may not be an MVP candidate rocking Outside the Box podcast merch down the stretch here for the team that he plays for in the very near future. You guys can be doing the same because PHI Apparel Company provides unique designs and high quality clothing for the great fans of Philadelphia across the board. And of course, the Outside the Box podcast and every podcast on our podcast network with their original designs for all. There's no doubt you'll stand out in the crowd. Go get your OTB hoodies. Go get your shirts. The logo shirts fire. We're working on some new merch concepts for the spring and summer. We want to see you guys rocking our merch. The loyal OTB Nation. Rock our merch. We want to see it. And it's the most effective and direct way to support everything we're doing here at OTB. And you guys, make sure when you go to checkout, when you got all your merch in your cart, use code UNDERGROUND. That's how they know you're coming from us. You get 10% off any and all merch orders anytime. You can use that code whenever. PHIapparel.co. Use code UNDERGROUND for 10% off your order. Deej, the lacrosse world was personally attacked on Twitter this morning as a clip from KFC Radio on the Barstool Sports Network went viral from a comedian who I haven't addressed this with you, but I think after we finish this, there is the floor is open. Not that this person would ever be a guest on this show, but I think the floor is open for the second banning in OTB history.
Oh wow, that's a big that's a big statement there.
That's a big statement, but per a comedian, for the people just listening on audio, lacrosse is not a sport, according to said comedian, who, oddly enough, married a former college lacrosse player. Take that info for what you will. She compared being a professional lacrosse player and professional sport. I should say she compared professional sports to capitalism. Yeah. Basically saying that you're not a pro athlete unless you're making money. I didn't know that that was the qualifications for things being a professional sport. Which, in turn, like, not, you know, I just got to say, if that's the case, then all women's sports are not sports.
Nope.
Because they're not making a single dime close to what they should be making. If that's the case, the Olympics is just not sports.
Yeah, because they don't make any money.
They don't make any money.
Unless they pawn that medal.
And... right in the mix, lacrosse, not a sport because they don't make money.
Which
allegedly,
is...
which is factually not true. Just because you're not making, you know,
millions,
quadrillions of millions of dollars, like the major four sports are, and even, you know, if you want to throw European soccer and everything into the mix because they're making buku bucks as well. You're still making an honest living, especially if you're playing both NLL and PLL.
Yeah. And if you're talking about there's all rich people, like, you know, like playing their own sport and like blah, blah, blah. Like that's really golf and tennis. Them things are expensive. And then you go and make millions when you win the tournament. Like that is rich people flaunting their sport and gatekeeping it. We gatekeep. Not gonna go on that tangent again. Man, she almost led me down a rabbit hole. Like that's how infuriated she made me when she went on this small tangent about this not being a sport. There are so many different ways lacrosse is a sport. I mean, really, Diggs brought up a good point about this, like almost erasing history, really. This predates everything we have going on and everything America had going on because Native Americans were first and they created this game. They've been playing for a very long time. Therefore, this is far from just a rich boy sport that doesn't make enough money to be a sport because capitalism rules.
I was scrolling through the quote tweets.
Oh, lovely.
We have breaking news from this tweet. The old tweets were dug up, Deej. And lacrosse personality and just digital media personality herself, Katie DeFeo, dug up an old tweet from said comedian. And I just want to double in and make sure I know who the other person mentioned in this tweet is. Okay, so here's the tweet from said comedian from the date September 14th, 2019. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that was during the postseason of year one of the PLL.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the tweet. Listen, I do not want to admit this, but thanks to Matt McMahon's friendship with Cameron Frischia, former West Point lacrosse player, who just so happens to be the husband of this, air quote, comedian, I was forced to my first at Premier lacrosse game. And believe it or not, I had a wonderful time. Like, so fun. Especially when Karma at the concession stand gave me the last White Claw. No free ads. I also loved our guy, friend of the program, big time supporter.
That's so wild.
Greg Gerenlian. Did you see his quote tweet?
I did not.
In case anybody else missed it, he quote tweeted the video clip and said, "She's right. My electrician father, who worked double overtime, and my school librarian mom, that had a second job at a grocery store, only let me play lacrosse because they wanted to brag about how rich they were." Hashtag, literally. Imagine being this stupid in public.
Mm-hmm. I like that hashtag. I'm going to start using that.
Someone said,
I'm going to start using that. Whew.
At Inflamed Elk on Twitter, who I kind of have a soft spot for because their profile picture is Jalen Hurts doing the cross-armed against the Vikings.
Here we go.
You're going to enjoy this tweet. Quote tweeted that video clip and said, "Let me cross-check the fuck out of you and then tell me it isn't a sport."
Homie's got a great point. So you're going to stand there. I'm going to stand here. You're going to try and get to the net and score. And I'm just going to give you a light little push. Cross check to the neck. Bam. I see dead bodies.
Somebody quote tweeted as well and said, "Yo, babe, wake up. A new insufferable moron with a microphone just dropped."
Not moron.
Someone at justjordan_1. Great tweet. Great, like, minor jab clapback. The Native Americans would like a word.
Oh. I like that a lot. A lot. I'm going to use that one, too.
Another great tweet here from at Noah D. Lewis. As someone who just spent the weekend on the Onondaga Nation watching lacrosse played by people whose ancestors created this sport, this take is criminal. The perception that lacrosse is a rich white frat boy game needs to be eradicated. Learn your history, please. Great tweet.
I like that take.
Great tweet.
K Can he represent all of us?
Let's see here. Diggs's tweet was phenomenal. Could have summed this up a lot better by saying, quote, "I don't know what a sport is. I am also very dumb and loud. Don't forget loud."
But he had to go in there and get his stuff.
Dukes also said, shout out to Dukes and Jordy. Dukes said, "At the Crease Dive is a top five podcast in the not a sports section."
That makes us same number nine. Same. In the not sports section.
In the not sport NCAA section.
I'm a varsity head coach for.
I broadcasted something today. It wasn't a sport.
Not a sport. I coached kids in something that was not a sport today.
That's all you had. You coached kids.
I coached kids.
That's all you did.
Yep. Disclaimer.
What a fucking
people.
Bozo take, bro.
Lacrosse is definitely a sport.
Like,
don't go around saying I coach kids. That doesn't sound good.
God damn it.
I'm just saying, I had to put the disclaimer out there. Liability, man. Yeah. It runs through my head all the time. Liability.
We have had one singular banning on this podcast that I think. I do think that, not saying that the one singular banning deserves an unbanning just yet. But I do think that, like, if anybody does get banned, I think, like, a yearly process should be done to determine if they deserve an unbanning. We're not at that point yet with the singular banning just yet. But, Deej, I want to open the floor to you, because I didn't bring this up to you at all until just now. Do you feel that action needs to be taken and that this said air quote comedian gets added to the ban list and becomes the second banning in Outside the Box podcast history?
Can I put a caveat on it?
Floor is yours, man.
Can we do our very best to get around pod first?
Well, I simply did a little scrolling of her timeline. I highly doubt she would come on a podcast with somebody like myself who has the viewpoints on life that I have. And if you know me, you know my viewpoints on life. And I say this in a way that, I mean, you're black, bro. And earlier today, as you record this, she was on Piers Morgan. Some tells me the math is not mathin'.
Yeah, bro, go ahead, lock her up.
Something tells me. Just a little hunch. I could be wrong. This could be assuming. But she gives off that vibe.
Oh my god, bro. Hilarious.
Now, being that I think we are both in agreement that deserves the banning, should we put a Twitter poll out as well for OTB Nation to vote in? To just garner their thoughts.
Yeah, we probably won't take it into consideration, but
we'll just see what the people think. We've obviously won. We came to a unanimous podcast host decision, but we will solidify the permanent banning by next week's episode.
Yes, I agree.
The banning has been issued. Air quote comedian will be the code name. As if you are banned, you don't get your actual name said on this show. So air quote comedian is the band name. And we will have a full-blown decree next episode. Like we said, We typically don't start things off without recapping the week that was in our sport. I'm sorry, in our not sport. But it had to be addressed. That is pertinent information. That is if, you know, on SportsCenter, breaking news came across. They had to bump everything down. Had to discuss it. NLL Week 20, Deech. It was a doozy of a time. Some teams clinched their postseason berths. One team, for the very first time, the defending champs, are back in the dance. And this is how Week 20 wrapped up. Calgary topped Las Vegas 12-7. Colorado came through. Shout out to the boys. 15-14, an absolute doozy of a game against the Seals. Toronto tops Philadelphia 12-7. Georgia goes on an absolute diabolical run, 15-6, to top Albany. In overtime, Buffalo beats your New York Riptide. Halifax pulls away in the fourth quarter in a game that Saskatchewan, in every sense of the term, coulda, shoulda, woulda won. But Halifax pulled it out in the fourth quarter, and they win 15-11 in their first trip to Saskatchewan as the Halifax Thunderbirds. And then in nail-biting fashion, Panther City on the road in Vancouver punched their ticket to the postseason, beating the Warriors 9-8. And this is what your standings and what your postseason look like right now, Deech. In the East, Toronto and Buffalo, their tickets are punched. Toronto's in first place at 13-4. Buffalo at 12-4. Rochester, 9-7. Georgia, the Georgia freaking Swarm, are 8-8 after an 0-7 start to the season. Halifax Thunderbirds behind Georgia by virtue of a tiebreaker at 8-8. The Philadelphia Wings at 7-9. The New York Riptide at 4-12, and the Albany Firewolves at 3-13. And then the West Division, San Diego Seals at 12-4, Calgary Roughnecks at 12-5. The postseason bound Panther City Lacrosse Club at 10-7. The Colorado Mammoth, the defending champs, are back in the dance at 9-7. The Saskatchewan Rush are eliminated from postseason contention at 6-10. The Las Vegas Desert Dogs eliminated as well at 5-11, and Vancouver at 4-13. They've been eliminated for a couple weeks now. Five teams eliminated from the postseason. The Philadelphia Wings postseason chances got a lot more difficult than what they were going into this past weekend. And we have the breakdown of what exactly the Wings' chances are to get into the postseason, Deech. There is a 9% chance of the Philadelphia Wings making the postseason, getting back into the playoffs, and it looks a little something like this. The Wings would have to do the following. Pulling it up here. So, there are two scenarios. Scenario one, the New York Riptide would have to beat the Halifax Thunderbirds on Saturday. Georgia would have to beat Rochester on Saturday. The Wings have to beat Albany on Sunday, and then would have to beat Rochester next week, and they are in the postseason. Say none of that happens, or some of those things don't happen. The other way to clinch, Halifax beats New York on Saturday. So that game can kind of go either way. And that kind of starts off your choose-your-own-adventure to the postseason journey. Georgia beats Rochester on Saturday. The Wings obviously have to win on Sunday against Albany. Halifax then beats Georgia on April 29th. And then Philly beats Rochester on April 29th. And the Wings would get in. Who doesn't love a good old postseason manufacturing? You know, you need to do this, 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 this. Stop on your right foot. Don't forget it. Bring it around town. That's the Wings postseason right now. 9% chance. So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, I need a lot of help.
Need a lot of help. You got to do what you can control first, though, and you got to win to get in. You got to win out. So that will be the Wings next 2 weeks for themselves. But I do want to congratulate the boys in Panther City. First postseason appearance in year two under TK. Producer Donnie going to the postseason, Deej. I'm stoked for Panther City. They earned it this season. They're 10-7, have played with grit, tenacity, showed their youth is ready for the big stage. And I'm excited to watch Panther City play in the postseason. Deej is not excited to see Panther City play in the postseason, apparently.
I am actually really excited to see them playing. It's I actually when I saw they clinched, I was actually like I double taped because I was like, did I just read that right? They clinched the playoffs, and I was like, but then I thought about it, like they've been playing really well and they've just been like flying under the radar. It's like one of those teams that's been playing very solid, but putting things together and looking really good. Trading for Callum Crawford is a game changer. Was a game changer for them. It's at the point now to where he's pretty much found his role in the offense and is picking defenses apart left and right. So I'm just more so intrigued to see how lucky of a draw they get in terms of how things are going to move around with seeding.
Yeah, so right now they're the 3 seed in the West, which means they would play if the postseason started today, they would play Calgary in the opening round. Because the 2 plays the 3, the wild card, Colorado Mammoth would play the San Diego Seals, and then the East would shake itself out the way the East is going to shake itself out. Very fun that we're going to have a 4-4 even split for the postseason this year, unlike last year where it was 3 from the West and 5 from the East. George has been on an absolute tear. They took it personally that you eliminated them from your fandom, Deej, as they have gone on a 8-1 run since starting 0-7. They are firmly in the driver's seat for the postseason. Just a couple of weeks ago, our guy Hutton Jackson was tweeting postseason odds and championship odds for the Georgia Swarm being like plus 50,000. And now they're back at 500 after an 0-7 start when they were the last team this year to get a win during the regular season.
We were talking about the East.
Yeah, I said Georgia's been on an absolute tear, and they took it personally that you you eliminated them, and they have since gone and
you just
slept on them again.
No. Don't do that. I've never slept on Georgia because of Lyle. Okay.
I never said you slept on Lyle.
But he's on Georgia, so that's like the benefit of the doubt thing, you know? Like, they always got a chance because of Lyle. But, like, it ain't looking good. But because they got Lyle, they got a chance.
One thing I have to say.
You know, this might be one of those weird years where somebody that really shouldn't be somewhere is going to be somewhere and win some games. Not saying it's his team, but
yeah, there's a team in the West that that won a championship a couple of years ago that nobody saw it coming from them. That is in the driver's seat of your fandom right now.
Yes.
The other thing from this week, I do have to decree right now, Deej, that moving forward for the remainder of this season, even though they only have, I believe, 2 games left, and until further notice, eliminated from me picking them until I see better results, the Saskatchewan Rush are on my do not pick list. They are who we thought they were. We said, wow, they're off to a stellar start this year, and they're going to prove people wrong. And then they absolutely fell apart, absolutely collapsed, and showed that they are a team in dire need of rebuilding. You can't live on the laurels of your championship runs of the late 2010s any longer, Saskatchewan. I love our Saskatchewan fans, our Saskatchewan listeners, who love to chop it up with us on Twitter whenever we talk any sort of remote smack about the Saskatchewan Rush. It's all out of love, because we want to see them succeed, because there's a lot of guys on that team that we enjoy, that we want to see succeed. But until further notice, I cannot feel good in my heart of hearts selecting the Saskatchewan Rush in any sort of pick'em format until they prove to me that they can win games on a consistent basis. 6-10 ain't going to get it cut for me.
You could.
Terrible.
6-10 is not that bad compared to what they did last year. Progression takes time. I may be wrong, but nevertheless, I think you.
They were 8-10 last year.
Yeah, I think you're a tad harsh. The Texas Roadhouse rolls for real, bro. These things are fire.
Wait, what?
Like, right? Okay, this is a wild, wild comparison, but I went to Texas Roadhouse on Sunday. Okay. But there was no butter on the rolls, like regular butter. You know how they like just like butter it, and then you can add the cinnamon butter? There was none on it. But that's like what we're getting with Saskatchewan this year. They're like really good on the regular, but this year they're just no butter. But like that doesn't mean you should write them off because they're no butter this year. Because when they come back with the butter, they're going to be fire.
I feel like we need to make butter and not butter shirts. We could, butter and no butter.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Butter and no butter is a copyright trademark of Outside the Box Podcast, Underground Sports Philadelphia LLC, all rights reserved, 2023. Any use or redistributing of this idea without the express written consent of Underground Sports Philadelphia is prohibited.
That means pay me.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Write a check, please.
So week 20 in the books. We got 2 weeks left of the regular season. Has anything changed with your state of the fandom, brought to you by our friends over at Tomahawk Shades, the best small batch eyewear in the game? Guys, Deej, when he's coaching, he's rocking his Tomahawk Shades. I was rocking mine up in the booth today. When I'm editing these podcasts, I'm wearing my Blue Light Plus glasses. And if you need prescription lenses, guess what? They've got them. And Tomahawk Shades is owned by two former lacrosse players. Kyle Harrison, ever heard of him? Chris Hogan, ever heard of him? They're the best in the game for a fraction of the big eyewear companies. They've been rocking with us since right when the Pandy Wandy started in 2020. TomahawkShades.com. When you go to checkout, use our promo code USP for 25% off your order. That's an absurd discount for a product that's already a fraction of the big eyewear companies. Use promo code USP for 25% off your order from our friends at Tomahawk Shades. Deej, state of the fandom. We've got six teams in the dance. Has anything changed? Is anybody full-blown eliminated from the state of the fandom?
This one hurts.
Uh-oh. Do we have to sound the alarm?
No, but I gotta put Riptide on the list.
Wow.
But there is a caveat.
Uh-oh.
They're always gonna be like a team that I enjoy and can watch and kind of cheer for here and there.
if you, you know.
Are they to you what the Colorado Mammoth are to me?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So there it is. So does that mean I have to start saying my Colorado Mammoth?
Yeah. That's
your fine. New York Riptide.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine. You can do that.
I do have to say,
I'll call him your Colorado Mammoth.
Do have to say, I do have a one up because banners hang forever.
Get your own stadium first. Coliseum, baby.
Hey, sharing is caring.
I mean, we share too.
Yeah, with the Long Island Nets.
Hey, we share.
Fair. I think the Riptide pulled better crowds.
Yeah. Yeah. They do. They do.
No cap.
I still like Calgary, really, a lot. I don't know what it is. I like the way they play.
You're just biased to the grayscale.
No, I'm not. Obviously, Buffalo. Maybe I am. The grayscale looks great.
You know what's crazy now that I'm thinking about it right now? Because old SpaceX buddy went nuclear and removed everybody's check marks. No NLL team is verified now.
Oh yeah.
Rochester is probably like one of us. I think Rochester was the only team that wasn't verified.
Oh, no way. I never peeped that.
All the blue checks have disappeared. How are we supposed to confirm if it's those people or not?
We'll never be able to confirm.
Thanks, Elon. Let's get into week 21, Deej. 7 games on the docket. Friday, Saturday, Sunday slate across the board. These are the matchups we've got for the penultimate regular season week of the 2022-2023 NLL season. Calgary at Panther City, big time seeding game right there. New York at Halifax on Saturday. That Panther City Calgary game is on Friday at 8:30 Eastern time. Then we've got New York at Halifax to kick off the Saturday slate at 6 p.m. Eastern time. Georgia at Rochester at 7 o'clock Eastern time. Toronto at Buffalo for the one seed in the East on the line at 8 o'clock Eastern time. I believe that is the TSN game of the week as well. Colorado at Saskatchewan at 9:30 Eastern time. Las Vegas at San Diego at 10 o'clock Eastern time. And then a little Sunday matinee, my Philadelphia Wingies at the Albany Firewolves. What stands out to you this week? There's a lot of marquee matchups as we inch closer to having a full-blown playoff roster culmination here of 8 teams. A lot of big-time matchups, a lot of playoff implications could happen this week. What are you most looking forward to in Week 21?
There's going to be a lot of drama this week with some moving parts. Like those guys that could, there's teams that can just ruin things for people, even though they have nothing going on. Albany, for example, if they could come out and somehow beat Philadelphia, they just ruin Philadelphia's season.
And don't you put that negative energy out in the universe?
And Albany has nothing to play for right now,
except the number one pick. Albany, I know you're listening. You have Dyson Williams to play for.
Vegas.
Don't ruin that opportunity.
Vegas is in that same boat. You know, playing a team where they're not going to do anything, but we can put out anybody, really.
New York's in that situation.
Yeah, New York is in that situation.
Halifax, they could just completely ruin Halifax's season.
I think they kind of already did that last time they played. It's so... just so much parity comes in the last few weeks because it's really all about scheduling, and we know
hashtag this league. This league,
yes, this league.
Calgary Panther City might be the game of the weekend. I know Buffalo and Toronto are playing. It's always fun when they play. It's just two of the, you know, the elites of the elite. Calgary Panther City is going to be grit. It's going to be speed. It's going to be physical. I'm stoked for that game.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Everything just...
I just want more people start showing out to Panther City, especially now that they made the postseason.
Yeah, and I think just bringing Callum Crawford in has allowed him to blossom so much. Like, it's just the way they put the team together. They're doing great things down there. And
they have a young trio in yeah. Malcolm, Dodds, and Donnie.
And I think it's going to help grow lacrosse down there as well. Like, because they're going to keep winning games. They're going to keep going to the playoffs, guys. People are going to want to go and watch. So I think the placement of the team when the year that they put them there and who they have there just seems so strategic, like it was done on purpose.
Yeah, I'm excited for that game. Excited for Georgia-Rochester because there's going to be a lot of implications from that game. Toronto Buffalo, like I said, is always a banger. That's like get your popcorn ready every single time. And then obviously I'm strapped in, ready to rock and roll for Wings and Firewolves. Because it's a big time one, and the Wings got to win. They got to win to stay alive and get some help from a whole lot of other people. I'm gonna be intrigued, especially since Colorado like is in the playoffs. And not much can really change. I mean, I guess they could end up with the 3 seed instead of the wild card. But I am intrigued since Panther City and Calgary play on Friday before Colorado plays. If whatever happens in that game, say Panther City wins and they move to 11-7, which I think this is Panther City's last game of the regular season too. I am intrigued to see if Colorado, like, how they maneuver. Like, do they want to stay in the wild card? Do they want to move up? What their plan of action is in terms of, like, resting guys and, you know, playing time for certain guys to keep guys healthy. I think that's just something to put the binoculars on and keep an eye on.
Yeah, I think it'll come relatively soon once people start locking up specific positions. That's when I think we'll see it. It's like, okay, we know he's going to be there. He's going to be there. She's going to be here. She's going to be there. It's a lot easier to kind of set up and make that schedule. Yeah, so I think that's really what it's going to come down to.
This is both Calgary and Panther City's final games of the regular season playing each other. So you get 18 games. So we'll see what happens there. I don't think... And this will also be Toronto's last game of the regular season. And that's it. So Toronto, Panther City, and Calgary all have bye weeks next week, which is very interesting for the playoffs, too. Like, those teams getting an extra week off, we'll see how that either affects them, helps them, or in between. But, Deej, I think it's time we take a penultimate trip in the regular season down on over to the Pick Pond. Feed some ducks and deliver our week 21 NLL picks of the week powered by our friends over at Trophy Smack. Guys, your fantasy leagues, they need to be cleaned up. They need to be upgraded. You need to upgrade your fantasy smack talk. Do your league a favor. Get a belt. Get a trophy. Get rings. Metal wall art. My fantasy football league, this year we've been doing it. This will be year 11 coming up. We just upgraded our league trophy from Trophy Smack. You guys can do the same thing for any of your sports leagues. They do engravings, custom thing, like custom trophies, custom stuff. They're the best in the game. They have draft kits. The best damn trophies ever. You guys can go to trophysmack.com/underground. Link in the description on YouTube and in the podcast show notes on audio. Upgrade your fantasy smack talk today. Trophysmack.com/underground. Shout out to Trophy Smack for being our sponsor for the picks. Deej, let's get going to the week 21 picks. We kick things off, as I mentioned, down there in Fort Worth, in Panther City, Calgary, Panther City, final games of the regular season for these two teams on Friday night. How do you see this first game going in week 21?
So tough, because like I mentioned, there's I like Calgary.
I think Calgary gets the job done. I think they're just from an experience standpoint, like they have experienced veterans on that team. Not that Panther City doesn't, but Calgary has guys who were on that championship team, know how to win, know how to kind of position themselves for the playoffs. Have an experienced head coach. Not that, again, not that TK is not experienced in the coaching department, but I think Calgary gets the job done to wrap up the regular season for both of these teams. New York at Halifax, a very important game for myself and Philadelphia Wings fans alike. Would I love to see the Riptide win this game? Absolutely. Do I think they win it? I don't think so. It seems like Halifax is on pace to have the largest sold-out crowd in their stadiums, in their arena's history. It's going to be loud. It's going to be raucous. It would be hilarious if the Riptide go in there and pull a massive upset. But I am going to rock with the home team, and Halifax gets the W.
Yeah, I'm rocking with the same thing as well. I love my Riptide, but I don't think they have enough offensively to keep up with Halifax right now.
The Georgia Swarm head to Rochester on Saturday in a big-time matchup that is also of much importance to myself and Wings fans alike. I need the Georgia Swarm to win, and quite honestly, the way that these two teams have paced themselves and the trajectories that they're on, Georgia has been an unstoppable force, and Rochester has kind of slowly fallen off a cliff. I can't pick against Georgia right now. They are 8-1 in their last 9 games to get to 8-8. They've bounced back from a 0-7 start, and just when you think you can like be down on them, they punch you in the mouth and say, "Haha, loser, we're back." I gotta go with the Georgia Swarm.
I also like the Georgia Swarm here. Like you mentioned, Rochester just hasn't played like they did at the beginning of the year. And it's really starting to take an effect because teams remember how they played at the beginning of the year. And I think they started to expect that. So now they're getting a tougher game. And they're really having a tough time shooting the ball as well. So I kind of expect those struggles to continue.
In a battle for the number one seed in the East, the Toronto Rock, the Buffalo Bandits. Prime time, 8 o'clock Eastern time in Bandit Land. That place is going to be absolutely nuclear for the boys. How do you see this one playing out, DJ? A battle of arguably the two of the three best teams in the league.
Toronto. I think Toronto wins it.
I'm going to go with Buffalo. I don't know why. I have no basis on this pick. Something just tells me them being at home is like, go with them. I think the crowd's going to be a huge factor in this game. And I think it's going to be super close, as most Buffalo games have been this year. But, I'm gonna rock with the Chaotic Bandits, and they're gonna get a dub in this one. Moving on, Colorado at Saskatchewan in a almost meaningless game. I'm already going with my Colorado Mammoth, as I mentioned, because Saskatchewan is off my pick list for the foreseeable future. And Colorado's still fighting to move up in the standings, or it'll be a wild card. How do you see this one going, Deech?
I think I got to go Colorado on the back of Dylan Ward.
Las Vegas at San Diego. Seems like a budding rivalry in the earliest of stages, but sorry, Vegas. I got to go with the Super Seals.
I agree as well. I think that's just way too easy of a pick.
And then the game that is going to cause me emotional distress, anxiety. I'm going to look like every stress gif possible. Philadelphia Wings, the Albany Firewolves. I'm taking the Wings. Control your own destiny. Do your part. Go into Albany and get a win and keep the 9% alive.
I like Philadelphia here. I like the Wings. I think it's going to be really hard for you to mess that up.
See, we say that now, and then I'll be texting you, what the fuck is going on? So, to recap the picks here for week 21, brought to you by Trophy Smack, we both have Calgary, Halifax, and Georgia. We're going opposite sides in the game of the week of Buffalo and Toronto. I've got Buffalo, you've got Toronto, and then we're both going Colorado, San Diego, and Philadelphia. Those are your week 21 NLL picks of the week, powered by our homies over at Trophy Smack. And Deej, before we kick it to PLL matchups, there was an NLL nod on one of the most prolific, popular, and Hall of Fame television programs of all time recently on the newest episode of South Park. Two banners hanging in Ball Arena resembled the Let's Not Get Sued for Copyright logos of the Colorado Mammoth Championship banners or retired player banners. Something resembling the Mammoth logo was hanging in an episode of South Park. I think that is awesome. South Park is a cultural institution for so many generations, and for just a subtle nod of the National Lacrosse League being in there is really, really cool.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was like one of those things that's very subtle. Like if you don't know anything about lacrosse or you're not enough of a fan of the NLL, that you would look right over that. You probably think it's basketball and move on about your day. But the significance of that is crazy. Like, why do you even put the lacrosse banners in there? You don't even see basketball banners all the time in sports, but you chose to put those ones in. Like, those are the ones that stuck out to you. There definitely were other banners up there. Like, I know there's not other championship banners up there, but there's other banners. But those ones stuck out, so it was...
Yeah, the Avalanche, nice. I think they were celebrating the Avalanche in the episode or something like that. I didn't watch it, but I just saw the screenshot. We'll post it on our social channels this week. But for that to be included, it was like full-blown like Leonardo DiCaprio like pointing in the chair meme. It's like, I know that logo. I know that. Not a sports logo banner. Not a sport banner.
Not a sport at all. Sorry. We're just talking about nothing up here.
Not a sport banner whatsoever. But we do have PLL matchups that dropped this week. Deej, they are spicy. It's brought to you by our friends over at Dubby Energy, because we're going to have to stay energized this summer, Deej. We're going to have to be energized through and through. Dubby Energy just celebrated their second birthday, and to commemorate their second birthday, they released a brand new flavor of energy drink. It's called Cali O-Cream. It is mango orange cream flavor. It is coming to the studio this weekend. I can't wait. They also released a new shaker with a really cool panda logo on it. I don't know about you guys at home. I think pandas are one of the coolest animals out there. I think it's an underutilized mascot as well for sports teams and not a sports teams. Dubby's the best in the game. They're trying to clean up the energy drink game. It's a jitterless, crash-free energy drink with zero sugar, zero maltodextrin fillers, zero calories, no artificial colors or dyes. And it just tastes really, really good. It is delicious. You don't feel the jitters and crash whatsoever. And it's all natural. Dubby Energy, it's got coffee fruit extract to help with the caffeine. And they're trying to clean up the energy game. So you guys can go to dubby.gg, use code underground, and you get 10% off any order. Try out a tub, try out a starter pack with the mini packets. See how you like it. I guarantee you're going to love it. W.GG, use code underground for 10% off any and all orders from our friends over at Dubby. And happy birthday to Dubby. These the PLL matchups have dropped. We have times for games, which is going to help us with some things we're thanging with, especially in Columbus, Ohio. Little teaser for the people who have made it this far. But here are the matchups. We're going to run through them real quick. Week one kicks off with something that I think you and I touched on this a little bit last year. It feels like this is turning into a bit of a rivalry. It's not there just yet, but it feels like it could be there. 3 o'clock p.m. in Albany. Season gets started. What better way? Redwoods and Atlas.
I mean, I'm excited for it. That's what we got in Fairfield.
Yep.
When things were electric. And that game almost went to overtime. And the amount of times we grabbed each other and held each other back and screamed at each other was unreal. Even though it was 90,000 degrees down there, like the energy that we're going to have between those two teams is unparalleled.
This was all, they played each other in the very first matchups in their team histories too in year one. So feels like it's budding that way. New head coach for Atlas too. So we'll see how that meshes with our guy, Nat St. Laurent. And then the nightcap on Saturday, June 3rd, it is Marcus Holman, Lyle Thompson, Ryan Drenner, and the new look Cannons Lacrosse Club taking on the new look Archers Lacrosse Club as we arch with Mac O'Keefe and Grant Amen take the field against the Boom Squad.
Really?
I think it's going to be a fun game.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of energy, a lot of emotion.
There's some new things going on with the Cannons, so they're going to be looking to go hard and trying to work out those kinks and just really figure things out and get shots on net. So I don't really see that being a bad game. You have Lyle Thompson, so it can't be bad.
Then on Sunday, 1 o'clock, we got the championship game rematch, Chaos Water Dogs. Love it. And then you get Whip Snakes and Chrome at 3:30, which always seems to go in Chrome's favor whenever those two teams play. So keep that in mind when we make our picks that first PLL weekend. Then we move to Charlotte, Deej. First matchup is Chrome Archers, and then we get Water Dogs and Woods in a nightcap at 8:30 p.m. The first game at 6 o'clock p.m. That is a Friday night. And then Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock p.m., the fabricated rivalry of Whips Atlas, and then 5:30 p.m., Chaos Cannons. That is your weekend in Charlotte. Then we go to Columbus, Ohio, where we've got nightcap on Friday, two night games under the lights. 6 o'clock p.m., Water Dogs and Atlas, the Jake Caraway revenge game. And then we got Chrome and Cannons, which always seems to be like a 19-18 finish at 8:30 p.m. Then Saturday, 12 o'clock, noon start time, I think we're ready to declare this the second rivalry officially in the PLL. Archers Chaos. Even though it is a new look Archers team, I think that matchup is a rivalry full blown. And then we've got a giant gap. 7 o'clock Eastern time. We get the rivalry. The one and only time this year. Woods Whips in Columbus, Ohio. Rivalry day, Saturday, June 17th. Rivalry weekend.
You think so?
At least the Saturday. So Woods Whips and Archers Chaos is...
Yeah, that's pretty, yeah.
To have that on one game day is a beautiful thing to see.
The Charlotte's going to pop. I'm kind of mad I can't be there.
Then we move to Minneapolis, where first game is Water Dogs Chrome, and then the nightcap is Cannons Atlas. And then on the Sunday in Minnesota, it is Redwoods Chaos, Whip Snakes Archers, the Will Manny revenge game, full send in Minneapolis. Then we've got Fairfield on deck, one of our favorite venues, Deej. Water Dogs and Whips on the Friday night at 6 o'clock, and then Archers Redwoods at 8:30. We got nighttime lacrosse full-blown in Fairfield. That's going to be a movie, because then Saturday night, Chrome Cannons, Atlas Chaos, both 6 o'clock and 8:30 starts as well. Then we move to Dallas, where we've got Atlas Chrome, Cannons Woods, and then on Sunday we got Water Dogs Archers, Whips Chaos. Then in Baltimore, we've got Archers Atlas, Whip Snakes Chrome, and then on Sunday we've got Woods Chaos, Water Dogs and Cannons in the expansion team showdown. Then we go to Denver, Chaos Whips, Chrome Archers. Then on the Saturday, Atlas Water Dogs, Cannons Redwoods, which was the matchup in Denver last year as well. Then we go to Seattle, where it's Archers Whips, Atlas Cannons. East Coast people, we're going to need some caffeine for that one. Friday night, 9 o'clock is the first game. 11:30 p.m. is the second game. And then Saturday, 8 o'clock, Chrome Redwoods, Chaos Water Dogs at 10:30. And then we get Salt Lake City, Deej's favorite city in America. Archers Water Dogs, Atlas Redwoods. And then on Saturday, it's Cannons Whips and Chaos versus Chrome. I very much like that the games in Salt Lake, because that is the final weekend of the regular season, they're all night games. That's going to be electric. Nighttime, prime time, postseason on the line for some of these teams. That's going to be awesome. Big fan of these matchups. We'll be breaking them down even more as the weeks go by. And make sure you guys tune into our draft stream that's going to be going down on May 9th. We're going to be having a companion stream for the PLL draft. That's obviously first order of business there. But Deej, from the PLL matchups, is the long-awaited secret Squire Sixes. It is brought to you by our friends. Where is my thing right here? Actually, no. Squire Sixes, we're good to go. Squire Sixes, it has been kept under wraps. And Deej, as we record this, it is April 20th. And I do want to preface this for everybody at home. This is all hypothetical. This is not things that would happen. This is not saying that these players partake in anything whatsoever. So I do want to put that out there. We are not disparaging the names, images, or likenesses of any player. But this came to me in a vision, a daydream, if you will, at work. So this Squire Sixes, Deej. Been a long time since we've done one. Your dream 420 rotation with PLL players and NLL players. Coaches, players, whoever it may be. Your dream 420 rotation. I will I'll give you the honors of picking if you want to go first or second.
I'll go second.
So I will kick things off. My number one is going to be I think you're gonna hate me for this. I'm gonna go Mikey Schlosser.
Okay.
Ultimate vibes guy.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be kicking it in the rotation with no shoes, no socks, just vibes. He'd be probably wearing some sort of tie-dye tank top to the function, and it would eventually find its way around his head as a bandana or something. So I'm going to go Mikey Schlosser for pick number 101. DG, now go picks 2 and 3.
Trevor.
He was my next. I was debating between Trevor and Mikey.
He's just funny.
Facts.
Flat out. Facts. And Christian Del Bianco.
My next pick, oddly enough, is another water dog, and he's a Las Vegas desert dog. And he went to the University of Denver, oddly enough. So I am going to go with our young protege, young prodigy, Jack Hanna.
Okay.
And I think you know why, just simply based off of the one picture that we always tweet of Jack Hanna whenever he pops off.
Yep. Absolutely.
My next pick is going to be... I feel like he's already so mellow and chill in the way he carries himself. So it would be interesting to see how he is in this situation. I got to go with the boy, Matt Rambo.
Mm. Interesting. That's an interesting one.
You're up, buddy.
This is tough. Ryder.
There it is. I'm hoping you don't take my next pick.
Blaze.
You did not take my next pick. Thank goodness. Although Blaze is a great pick, I'm going with one of Blaze's chaos teammates. The boy. The champ. Ian McKay.
I thought about it.
And then my final pick is going to be... I'm going to go total wild card here. I don't think you're ready for it. Andy Towers. I want to see Andy Towers just mellowed out on a different planet. And just experience that.
I'd actually be here for that.
Deej, your final pick.
Got to be the boy, Miles.
I'm sorry, not your final pick. This will be your final pick because we do six.
This is a good one. Treasy.
It's a great one. My final pick is going to be a recently retired player, ultimate vibes guy, ultimate peace and happiness guy, Scott Ratliff.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Got to go with the boy. So there it is. Our Squire Six's Dream 420 rotation. I've got Mikey Schlosser, Jack Hanna, Matt Rambo, Ian McKay, Andy Towers, and Scott Ratliff. Deej has Trevor Baptiste, Christian DelBianco, Ryder Garnsey, Blaze Reardon, Miles Jones, and Latrell Harris. So there it is. A little fun Squire Sixes to commemorate the holiday. Deej, before we hop in full send to your breakdown of college, I'm getting a phone call. I don't know what this is about, but I am going to try and answer it here. So give me just 1 second.
Yo, boys, what's going on? Is that the DJ? Coach Deej?
What up?
Coach Deej.
What
you know
up?
You know who this is?
I do know who this is.
Who is it, brother?
I'm not going to do that for you. I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
Yo, what's going on? This OTB Nation, right?
Yes,
I found you guys when I was scrolling through the Underground Sports YouTube channel.
Okay.
That's how I found you guys.
Uh-huh.
You do a great job curating the content over there.
Hey, we're just trying to do our part for the world, man.
I'm a two-time caller over there.
Mm-hmm.
I hung
mm-hmm.
out with KB and Patty Pitts.
Okay.
Even though, uh-huh. even though he's a little Massachusetts fucker.
I take it you're not from the Northeast.
No, I'm from Delco, bro. Delco tough. Delco built. My name's Delco Danny. Come on now.
You're right.
I'm a man of the people.
The man of the people.
So what's popping, bro? What's going on the show tonight? What happened today on across the lacrosse space? You know, I'm a big lacrosse guy. I see all the homies out there playing in the summer leagues and the men's leagues. I just show up so I can drink some Kenwood beer, but that's just me. I'm not built for that type of contact right now. Maybe in the future, but the men's leagues, they play kind of rowdy, and I don't know if I'm built tough just like that. I'm Delco tough. I don't know if I'm Philly men's league lax tough.
I don't know. I think you are. I think you got it.
You think I can pick up a stick and go out there?
Yeah, I think so.
You got a room on the team you coach?
Oh.
You think I come try out, or is it too late?
Right now?
Hey, I don't know. I'm asking. You're the coach.
I mean, is you gonna try?
Hey, you trying to get 2 wins, right?
Is you gonna try? Cause like
I'm all about win. I'm like DJ Khaled. All I do is win, bro.
Because we got good momentum coming right now. You can't mess that up.
Well, I saw on the internet today lacrosse not a sport, and I took trouble with that.
Me too.
I thought that was some bullshit.
It is. It is.
Some How are you going to say it's not a sport when, like, everybody in Delco and everybody in Philadelphia is playing lacrosse now, bro? You know Matt Rambo?
I do.
Personally. What does he do for a career then if it's not a sport? Explain that to me. Air quote comedian.
It's a hobby.
I heard that's a code name.
It is.
That got thrown on there on the dark web.
Not the dark web.
You think that comedian would come on this show? You think she'd call in?
No. No.
What makes you say that?
There's some views we have as a podcast that she does not agree with.
Yeah, I think if you guys don't agree with her, I don't agree with her.
I think I like that. I like that.
I ride for the boys, you know what I'm saying?
Big love.
I only called in to the other show because I was running down Broad Street when the birds were going crazy and going to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting at home right now, but I've been scrolling on the internet, and people are telling me I got to get a webcam, Deej.
Yeah, I think you should get a webcam.
You think that's a good investment?
I think you should.
You think I should get a webcam? That way I can like video call into some of these podcasts?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think
people want to see your face, man?
They want to see who wants to see my face?
All the people who are watching right now.
Oh, you none of my. I thought you were talking about my enemies. I was kind of hiding from some people, but you know how we do in Delco. We handle our business. We're Delco tough, bro.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's coming to look for you
right now. I heard you're coming to South Philly on a Memorial Day weekend, Deej.
I am. I'll be there.
We gonna hang out, bro.
Let's do it. Let me know. I'll be there.
Yeah, you do good work on this podcast, bro. You really turned it into the show that it is.
Oh man, no, not just me. KB is awesome too.
Yeah, he's a good dude too. But you at least played the sport.
I mean, hey, but some of the best coaches and people who cover are the ones who don't play.
Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I just want to let OTB Nation know that I'll be back on this show because now I found your guys' hotline to kind of ransack the program over here. So hopefully next time I'll have a webcam, and then the people, like you said, who want to see my face can put a face to the name because who knows, you know?
Yep. Yep.
Deej, I'll see you Memorial Day weekend, bro.
I'll see you Memorial Day weekend.
We should go down the shore over here to Wildwood or down there at Maury's Piers.
Yeah, we can figure something out.
Go on some water slides or something.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out on the boardwalk.
Bet it up. I could get down with that.
I think that'd be... maybe I'll bring a stick on the boardwalk and I'll juke some kids. I heard that's what they do at those PLL weekends.
Shook them. Yeah, they do. The little kids be doing that for sure.
Yeah, I'd shake the shit out of those kids. And not the way you're thinking. Because some of them kids need to be shaken. Y'all catch you in the Discord over here, Deej. I hide in the Discord channels on the PLL Discord sometimes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll catch you over there too, but... I'll see you Memorial Day weekend, bro. I'll bring some Mountain Dew for you.
I like that. Please.
All right, bro. You be good. All right, man?
I will.
Take care of yourself. You keep doing good work over there.
Yeah.
Shout out Kalamazoo, yo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, bro.
All right, bro.
Delco Danny, everybody. Making a surprise appearance. Standing in solidarity with the pod.
Not a surprise.
Deej, your first interaction with Delco Danny.
I know, man.
He's a character, man. He called in during the Super Bowl run from Broad Street. Gave us live reaction to everything going on.
Yeah, that's wild. That's a wild time to do that.
Can't believe he's going to get a webcam. He's going to show his face to the people.
I like the idea.
It's crazy. So, without any further ado, now that Delco Danny has made his presence known on the Outside the Box podcast, DJ, let's get into your college lacrosse week 11 recap brought to you by our friends over at Kenwood Beer, the official beer of Underground Sports Philadelphia. It is 4.1% ABV, just 127 calories, 10 grams of carbs. It's light body, full of flavor. It's the best beer. It's the best light beer on the planet. And Kenwood Beer has been supporting us for quite some time now. We can't thank them enough for all of their support. You guys can go to kenwoodbeer.com, use the Kenny tracker to see who has Kenwood Beer on tap in the Philadelphia area. You can also buy Kenwood at your local Philadelphia area liquor store, or if you're in Eastern Pennsylvania, so the Philadelphia area as well, you can get it at your local Whole Foods. Light body, light calories, plenty of flavor, the best light beer on the planet. Must be 21 or older to do so. And of course, please drink responsibly. Deej, talk to me about week 11. Talk to me about what's coming up in the week that is college lacrosse.
Well, starting off week 11, Denver and Towson on Wednesday. Denver was able to squeeze out with a two-goal win. So they're kind of still hovering around the top of the Big East, which was kind of expected because they always play a tough non-conference schedule. Nothing crazy on Thursday. Or that was Thursday, excuse me. Wednesday. Utah is getting sneaky good. I mean, they crushed up on Lindenwood 22-8. Yeah, they're getting very sneaky good. It's kind of weird. Cornell beat Army 11-10. Duke over Virginia 15-14. Hopkins over Ohio State 17-8. Syracuse over North Carolina 15-14, avenging their loss to North Carolina earlier this year. Denver pulling out another 12-10 victory. I think they've won 12-10 like four times this year. that's bonkers to me. Georgetown over Marquette 15-14. Utah putting up another 22 burger. St. Joe being outlasting Hobart 11-10. Air Force put up 22 this weekend as well on Detroit Mercy. Michigan blew it against Penn State 9-11. I went to that game. It was fantastic. Great game. One of the best I've seen all year. Michigan just couldn't pull it out. Maryland over Rutgers by 5. I think this is the first time this year that there was less than or there was one less than, I don't even know. Sorry, I forgot.
it's only my third day out here.
This that was the first time that there's only one game that went to overtime or was decided by more than one goal in the Big Ten this year. All the games have been going to overtime or being one goal games. So the Big Ten has looked very, very solid this year, all around. For some reason, we have no scores for Georgetown and Loyola and UMass. All right. Well, I know Holy Cross came back and beat UMass Lowell. After UMass Lowell had them down like 7-8, and they came back and won that game. I don't know who won Georgetown, Maryland at all. Jumping into this week, Rutgers, Penn State play Friday today. Yale, Albany play today as well. Providence and Denver, those are the three to look at. Friday, Saturday. Anything good? Cornell Brown. I don't know. Brown hasn't been spectacular this year. Air Force Jacksonville will be a great game. Michigan, Ohio State, we know what that is. John Hopkins, Maryland, we know what that is.
Army Navy, we know what that is. North Carolina Notre Dame is going to be fun.
You said you didn't know the Georgetown Loyola score?
Yeah.
It was 23-7 in favor of Georgetown.
Okay.
Shout out to Jack Rellett.
Marquette and Villanova will be a good one. Syracuse and Virginia is going to be a tough fought battle. So, about 8 games to watch on Saturday. Virginia's playing Lafayette on Tuesday. That's really weird. Penn and UAlbany are going to play on Wednesday as well. There's some really interesting matchups this week, but I mean, it kind of gets like that when conference play wraps up for some people and not others, and they're trying to fill some gaps. So expect to see some of that to happen. But overall, it's going to be Saturday's the day, and then there's a few sprinkled out throughout the week.
Going to be a fun one. Going to wrap up with this. I got a Facebook memory, Deej, of what I believe to be the earliest mentioning and discussion of not a sport, lacrosse, on our network. All the way back in 2018, before this podcast existed, Dom, the original co-host of this show, which shout out to Dom, the Millville girls lacrosse, 2 wins in a row. He's the head coach of the team. Shout out to the boy.
Okay, Dom.
Brick by brick, man. Dom was mentioning the 2018 MLL draft. And it was so funny, the players he was rattling off, because those players are now either listeners of the show, homies, friends of the program, or actual friends. Some of the names mentioned, Deej, were Trevor Baptiste, drafted by the Boston Cannons, Connor Kelly, Connor Fields, and the list goes on and on. And it's just so very funny that a couple months down the line from that podcast recording, a lacrosse podcast was started on this network covering those guys getting drafted into the NLL, and now we've covered them for 5 years.
But, you know, it's not a sport.
Not a sport. Not a sport, everybody. Remember that. Don't ever forget it. We'll put the poll out, too, for the official just crowdsourcing of the banning of air quote comedian. But that's all we got for you guys this week. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast feed, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, youtube.com/@undergroundsportsphiladelphia. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like, for the love of all that is holy, subscribe to the YouTube channel. We're trying to get to 500 subscribers by the end of April. Let's make it happen. We still got like 63 to go, but I believe in OTB Nation. Follow us on the socials at OTB Laxpod, Twitter and Instagram. Follow Deej on Twitter at @SCS_NextGreat. Follow me at KBIZZL311. If you've made it this far into the show, please leave a hashtag DJ Stroke in the comment section on YouTube. Shout out CFO Margie. Subscribe just across the board. Follow. And go get your merch, phiapparel.co. Use code underground for 10% off your order. Shout out to PHI Apparel Company. And this has been episode number 271 of the allegedly award-nominated, honorably mentioned, number 9 NCAA-ranked, viewable on YouTube, Outside the Box podcast, the official not-a-sport podcast on the Underground Sports Philadelphia Podcast Network. For Deej, I'm KB. Till next week, we will have a court hearing on an official banning. But until then, we're getting the heck up out of here. Peace.
Peace.
And that's Outside the Box.